Welcome once again to Southwoods. We are so glad you're here with us, whether you made it here in person or you're checking us out online. We're just so excited that you made that decision to worship him this morning because he is so worthy of it all. So right now, I just wanted to encourage you to turn and greet one another this morning.
All right. Well, good morning. You can have a seat right where you are. And once again, we just want to say good morning to each of you. Welcome to Southwoods, whether you're joining us here on site or online. We're so glad that you're here this morning. And I want to say to all of you, happy anniversary, Southwoods Christian Church. I don't know if you know it. Yeah. Every year we pause to celebrate what God has done in this church. And we're so grateful that for 34 years, we have been able to be faithful together, all of us at this church, you know, just serving one another, serving our Lord, and just in introducing people to Christ and becoming fully devoted followers. And wow, what a wonderful day to celebrate. So yeah, 1990, April 8th is when the doors opened for Southwest Christian Church, a young pastor and a young wife and some wonderful friends. And we opened up the doors at Morse Elementary School. We waited and waited, but they came. They finally came, didn't they? And today is a wonderful day. And we're so glad that you're here to celebrate with us the milestone of 34 years serving God together at Southwoods Christian Church. Speaking of worshiping and serving God, I have a lot of things to tell you about things that are happening right now this month in April. And our ushers are going to come forward right now to receive our morning offering. So if you came prepared to give, this is an opportunity for you just to bless the church here and also the ministries that we support. And if you're not prepared to give, you know how to give online or you can mail it in. Also want to let you know that you can find out all the information about things that are happening here at Southwoods by just scanning that code. I'll tell you, we didn't have that in 1990, did we, honey? You can scan that code if you'd like, and that takes you right to the website and also all the information about the various things that I'll be telling you to do. Also, it helps you to connect with Southwoods so we know who you are and we can just kind of get to know one another a little bit better. So please do that if you're interested. Also want to make sure that you know that there's so many wonderful things that are happening. Just this week, we started a new reading program on April 4th. And as a church, we use the YouVersion app. It couldn't be easier to just press that button and to do a little bit of reading. It'll even read it to you, which is pretty wonderful as well. So join us. We have 30 days in the book of James, which, as you know, is a wonderful practical book for our lives. Also, ladies, I want to make sure you know that just around the corner, next Saturday, we're having our luncheon. This is our spring luncheon that we try to do every year, and we're gathering at the Student Center. So if you haven't signed up, please do. You can do that online, or you can do that at the Information Center. It's kind of a potluck. Bring your favorite salad. We're doing doing salads this year. And Sandra Priest is our speaker, and I know she's been praying about that, and she's so excited about what God has put on her heart to share. We have childcare available. If you'd like that, just let us know, and we'll be ready to take care of your kids. And it's just a fun day that we have together at the Student Center next Saturday, 11:30. Also want to let you know that we have something really fun happening here at Southwoods. How many of you have watched The Chosen? Yeah, we are big fans of The Chosen ourselves. Greg and I got to see season 4. We made sure we went to all those. And then they did a wonderful thing. They're making it available for churches like us to show The Chosen right now, season 4, in our church. So we are doing that starting next Sunday. We just really want to encourage you to come. This is a real opportunity to bring friends, neighbors, and it does. It's season 4. We'll be doing 2 episodes at a time. Cody put together some little cards that are back on the table. You can pick up one of those. It's kind of like an invitation to invite your friends. And anyway, just come. It's Sunday evening. We're going to be doing that from 5:30 to 8. Child care is also available. Just let us know so that we can have things ready for your kids. And come watch The Chosen, season 4, right here for the next 4 Sunday evenings, okay? So we're kind of spreading it out and giving you opportunity. It's really a powerful, powerful demonstration of what's happening. And this has gone all around the world, and I know that you've been blessed by it. So come and watch it again. Bring some friends with you. Or if you've never seen season 4, it's your chance to do it. Also want to let you know, midweek is starting back up on Wednesday night. It starts April 17th. Pastor Greg is going to be leading us through a series that he's entitled The Final Hours. Is the final hour approaching? And so there's 3 weeks there that you can come and look at current events and prophecy and just hear from Greg a little bit about what the Bible says about end times and the final hour. I do hope that you'll come for that. And then 2 more things I want to tell you about. This pertains to spring. Every spring, it's time to spring clean, yeah? We don't like doing it at our house, but we love doing it at the church. So come on up. Serve Day, Campus Clean Day is what we're calling it. Saturday, April 27th. It's a little ways away, but maybe you can put it on your calendar and just come. We have a good time, and we just kind of clean things just like you would at your own home to make our church just look as good as we possibly can. And also, speaking of spring, the Parents' Day Out program, which is so excellent here at Southwoods, is having a fundraiser. They sell these beautiful, beautiful plants. And if you'd like to participate in that, there's all kinds of information at the website of how you can get involved in their beautiful plants. And it also benefits the beautiful school and the children there. So lots going on at Southwoods. Believe you, I didn't tell you everything that's going on at Southwoods. It seems like there's a lot. It's April. So check out that code on the back of the seat. Go to our website. Give us a call if you have any questions, because we'd love to help you get connected and just continue to grow. But again, thank you for coming. Happy anniversary. And just hope that you'll be blessed by the worship that we have planned for you today. Thank you.
Thanks, Lori. Well, you guys can stay seated. We're actually going to teach you a new song this morning. I just hope that you can follow along with the screen. I encourage you to sing along as you get it. But follow along and hope that the words challenge you and what it means to worship him beyond just Sunday.
Let these church awakening. Help my heart to keep up with the heaven, where the angels sing 24/7. More than enough to get through my rough. You're teaching me Monday morning faith. And that's all I really need. My soul sings in the morning. I love the King and He loves me. And all that I'm compelled to bring is my
together. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful that you are faithful to all of us. Thank you for your kindness, your mercy, your sacrifice, the many blessings that you bring into our lives. And one of those is Southwoods. We're so grateful for what you've done here in this place over the years. We honor you. We recognize that it would not exist if it were not for you. It was born in your heart years and years ago, and we're forever thankful for that. Forever thankful. So grateful. We just want to honor you this morning like we do on a regular basis. We want you to know that we come to this place to celebrate your goodness, your sacrifice, and to remember that there's none like you in all of the heavens or the earth, in the visible realm or the invisible realm. You alone are good. You alone are God. And we just honor you this morning. We thank you for your mercy toward us. Now, as we reflect on the way you've been changing lives over the years, we just ask, Lord, that you would be listening and that you would inspire those who share, but also that you would help us to hear what you would have us to hear. Lord, just as you've been at work in their lives, you want to be at work in our lives, every one of us. Every one of us has opportunity for growth, every one of us. And we're grateful that you see that in us and you draw us toward you. We're forever grateful for that. Now bless our time and be among us. It's in Christ's name we lift this prayer. And everybody agreed with me and said, amen, amen. Well, it's good to see you. Happy anniversary, Southwoods. It's good to see you. Thrilled that you're with us today. If you're here on site or if you're online with us, we're grateful for that. And just trust that what we're doing here will be a real blessing to you, as it always is, just on a regular basis. So one of the highlights of the year for all of us at Southwoods is the opportunity just to give various people an opportunity to share the difference that God's made in their lives since coming to Southwoods. And this year is no different in that respect. I'm going to do a couple things here just to help. So sorry for that distraction, but I'm going to do that. Every year we give people opportunity to share a little bit about that. And this year we've got some folks whose lives have been blessed through what God's done here who are going to be sharing. I just want to tell you who they are, a little bit about them. We're going to begin this morning with Ben and Susan Florence. They're going to share a little bit this morning. I just have to tell you, related to them, though, the very first people that Lori and I met when we moved to the Kansas City metro area to start Southwoods Christian Church was Ben and Susan Florence. They literally, God had planted them across the street from us, and it was a gift from God that we still cherish and are grateful for. But it hit me recently that in all of these years, I never asked them to share the difference God's made in their lives since coming here. And so I repent of that, and also they're going to share this morning, and just thrilled about that. Sigrid Clement also has a long history with Southwoods, and so she's going to share right after them. And we've known and loved Daryl and Sigrid for a long, long time. Daryl passed away several years ago, but Sigrid is just a wonderful, sweet lady. You'll love her. Solomon Diaz is going to be sharing in absentia, shall we say, afterwards. For a long list of reasons, he's not able to be with us today. He may be watching via live stream because he knows he's a part of this. So if you are, Solomon, we're glad for that. But he's going to be sharing by way of a video. He wanted to participate. He's been connected with lots of our guys down in Mexico when we go to Mexico for 20 years of his life. He's known lots of you guys who've gone to Hero Makers trips along the way. And so now that he's here, he and his wife, you're going to get a chance to hear from him in a little different perspective. So he's going to share after that. And then Brian and Nancy Grabist, who've been around for several years too, they're going to share after that. So just thrilled that we get to share with them. While I wrap up, Ben and Susan, why don't you guys start heading this way? Again, they're going to be sharing, everybody just sort of finishing the thought, the difference that God has made in my life or our lives since coming to Southwoods is. And they'll sort of organize their thoughts around that idea. It'll give you a chance to hear how God has been glorified and how lives have been changed by what he's been doing. So join me in welcoming Ben and Susan, and then the others will just follow one at a time after that.
Well, good morning, Ben and Susan Florence. I heard what Greg said. For years, he hadn't asked us to speak, and I thought I'd gotten away with it.
And I was thinking, he knows what he's doing.
It's good. We're all friends here, and one of the things that Southwoods Christian Church has made a difference in is expanding our group of friends. We have so many more. Young, Wesley. Young, Ernie, old. And in between. I attend both men's Bible studies. One at 6:30 on Tuesday morning, open invitation to any of you guys that want to come, and Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, and they're both different, and they're both good, and they both teach and study the Word of God. So that's one thing that I appreciate so much, and it's food for me, food for the soul, as it is for the other guys. And wives, just to let you know, whatever's said in the men's group stays in the men's group. So don't be asking us when we come home, what did they say? Did you talk about me? No, that didn't happen. But we enjoy studying the Word of God. We moved just, I don't know, a year or two before Greg and Lori did, to Marty Lane, just north of us here, and noticed a new couple moved in, young couple, emphasis on young. We met them, beautiful, had a great time together, and they said they were starting a church. And Susie, I know, did a lot of work with Lori and Greg and some other volunteers and canvassing for new members. And I didn't realize it had been a couple of years before the church actually opened up and we started meeting in Morse Village. But time flies. But we enjoyed it. Justin, my son, he was pretty young, but he played basketball with Greg. That's when Greg wore those short white shorts. Justin still remembers those days. Matter of fact, he's had an operation on his knee a couple of times. I think he messed that up playing basketball. But and then our daughter Jamie was born there. She's a paramedic in the county now. She's 30.
We're not talking ages.
36 years old. She's on duty today, so she's probably watching. Hi, Goog, how are you? But we enjoyed that. That was a kind of a private little cul-de-sac neighborhood, because back then, to take you back, there was no Quick Trip, there was no Walmart. The Stanley Fire Department was right across the street here, where I worked part-time when I was off on the days for my full-time fire department job at Leawood. And then I taught at Johnson County also. So I spent way too much time away from home. And if I could do it over, I'd change that. But it was all good, and we enjoyed our time. I have been on a number of mission trips with the guys here from the church. And that in itself was greatly rewarding, to see these young kids who most have no parents, if maybe just one parent, but almost all of them had no father figure, and they just loved having us come down to Mexico. Went down to Guatemala with Sandra Priest and a group, enjoyed that. And I've seen how the other side lived in my younger days in the service. But if you haven't, if you can, if you get a chance, you should volunteer to go on a mission trip. And these kids would just love it. Also went to Israel with Greg and Lori and the church group, I don't know, about 3 years ago. I'd been to Israel in the mid-70s. After I got out of the service, I wasn't ready to just sit and work. I wanted some excitement. So it was a totally different trip, though, than the one we went on with Rami, our guide. And it educated me that much more. In the Bible and the characters of the Bible and Jesus and his travels, and it was so worth it. But I'd like to read from Ecclesiastes. I'd like to read with my glasses from Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 3:7-8. There is a time to tear apart and a time to sew together. There is a time to be silent and a time to speak. There is a time to love and a time to hate. And there is a time for war and a time for peace. I pray that that we have a time for peace when there's so much war going on all over the world. And that's what we can do. We can pray for peace as we go throughout our lives. And there's a time to be silent and a time to speak. That's been my problem all my life. I speak when I should be listened. Be quick to listen and slow to speak, the Bible says. I'm still trying to learn that, but I'm working on it. Maybe getting a little better. John 14, 24. True peace of mind comes from God rather than from anyone or anything in the world. And to wrap it up, Philippians 4, 6 to 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So we should all take those verses to heart. And I've said my piece, and I yield the remainder of my time to Susan.
I think that verse said there's a time to be silent, and I'm thinking this might be mine. But I have gifts. I know that God has given me some gifts, but I can't bring them up right now. But I don't think public speaking has ever been one of them, even speaking at all. But anyway, I'm going to give it a go. This is such a special time for me to share about this church. Need to read. Just a second. Are you happy and you know it? Is everybody happy and you know it? I used to teach little kids, and I'm most comfortable with them, so I guess that's why.
Just imagine them as little kids out here.
I need a drink of water, and the paramedic's over there. Sorry.
You only have 5 to 7 minutes.
I know. I'm working on it. Okay. Thank you, Greg. Oh, gosh, where are my glasses? Oh, my gosh. This is not good. Thank you, Greg, for asking me. What were you thinking? Thank you. Thank you for asking me to share what this church means to me. Oh, I'm supposed to wait and get my pulse rate down. I can literally feel it pounding out of my chest. It's a thing, guys. Okay, the mission statement. Enough silliness. This mission statement, Southwoods Christian Church, exists to assure you opportunities to know God, to become a fully devoted follower of Christ, and discover God's purpose for your life. I just have to add, public speaking is not one of mine. For 34 years, Southwoods has been about all of that. It has been my experience that Southwoods teaches sound biblical doctrine, all scripture is inspired by God, and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be the adequate equipped for every good work. That's 2 Timothy 3:16. Number two, all church leadership at this church has provided opportunities to learn the word through sermons and Bible studies and prayer, the Holy Spirit, how to study the Bible, just to name a few, in preparation of becoming a fully devoted follower of Christ. And then learning about prayer. In fact, I signed up for the new Bible study on prayer. Prayer is always a good one. I didn't really have prayer down back in the day before Southwoods. I just thought you just asked God for whatever you wanted. I mean, I hate to admit that, but I just didn't speak to him. I didn't have a relationship with him. And I found out that I was missing so much of my life, with him. So where was I? So learning about prayer and praying in Jesus Christ's will. Gift assessments were taught here. We've already touched on that. As each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. That's 1 Peter 4:10. Southwoods Church number 5. The Southwoods Church family of believers and experience has been unbelievable. I wish we could sit here for days and days and days and talk about this church and what it has meant to so many people. And that, but just recently, one of our sisters in Christ was involved in a tragic accident, and in Arizona, for that matter. And our ladies' Bible study, comprised of about 20 women, organized into committees. One for distribution of meals, 2 to sign up sheet for prayer every hour on the hour, offered a place to live for the family while in Arizona. One of our couples did that with their mother's home in Arizona. Number 4, phone calls, texts, magazines, books, anything that they could that they needed, that those people were there for them. And I decided I would call it spontaneous compassion, because that's exactly what this church is. It just is amazing to me how no matter what happens, good or bad, people are spontaneously getting together to talk about it, do things for it, whatever is needed. And then number 6, all about love. All that a Christian would need to become a fully devoted follower of Christ. Matthew 22:37-38. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. Our leaders demonstrated that kind of love every day. This is something I found that I find it very sad, but also very encouraging. Henry David Thoreau famously stated, "Most men lead lives of quiet desperation and go to their graves with the song still in them." God has called each of us to a purposeful life. That life may look different for each of us, but each of us is called to make a statement with our lives, not for ourselves, but in the worship of our Creator and Savior. So Southwoods has given and continues to give each of us what we need to connect to God's power, perspective, and presence. And it's up to us to lean on the strength and wisdom of the Holy Spirit to continue to study the Word, to make that statement with our lives in worship to our Creator and Savior. Now I would like to share a God story, but it's already been given, darn it. But it's okay to say it again, because it was pretty special to me. My husband and Justin and I were transferred to Chicago in 1987. It's 87. After moving in, because it doesn't work 84.
We came back in 87.
All right, so after moving into a home, we began to looking for a church and found one that provided all we were looking for, helping us to grow. Willow Creek in Chicago, Barrington area. And it would remain our family church until we decided to move back home to Kansas City and our family a few years later. Ben had decided to change careers, and we wanted to get back to family. After finding our new home in Stillwell, we began to look again for a new church, hoping for one like Willow Creek. So I began to pray, knowing God would help us find a church, because I knew it would be in His will. Any church would be in His will. Good churches. 1991, on a beautiful spring morning, there was a knock at my door. I opened the door, and a young man, 20 or so, "Hi, I'm Greg Montague, and I'm starting a church in the area similar to Willow Creek in Illinois. Are you familiar with it?" I said, before dropping my jaw, I said, "I know Willow Creek. That's the church we were sad to leave when we returned home from Illinois not too long ago." I have been praying to find a church like that in our community. The young man also said, by the way, my wife Lori and I moved into the house across the street from you. We're your neighbors. And I thought this was so amazing of God, because he would know that I would need to have the people that were going to start the church across the street. Otherwise, I would probably not find them. But I thought it was amazing. So my faith in God grew at that moment, as well as my gratitude for God's provision. My Southwoods church journey was about to begin, and what joy it has been. That rhymes. Thank you. Over and out.
Let's test this microphone real quick to see if it's working right or not. That sounds, does that sound about right? Okay, let me lower this just a bit.
I'm a little right short.
There we go.
When Greg called and asked me if I would be allowed to speak on Anniversary Sunday, I was so happy. It's such an honor. Southwoods has meant everything to me. My first connection with Southwoods is a little different. I was teaching in Oakley, Kansas, and belonged to the Oakley Christian Church. And in the late 1980s, our church was approached with the idea, would we like to fund a new church? And we were involved in several missions, but we jumped at the chance and said yes. Our church board decided that we would help. And so we helped fund this new church, which later became known as Southwoods. And that was our first connection. And once we said yes, we began praying fervently for the successfulness of this church and for the person who would start this church. And we thank God every day that a wonderful couple said yes to God, Greg and Lori Montague, and took the challenge of starting a new church. And what a challenge that had been for them. And it's been a wonderful journey with my connection to Southwoods. I had to laugh and say, well, God must have nudged Greg when he told me, try to keep it at 3 to 5 minutes. So I wrote my, how God had made a difference leading me to Southwoods. My first draft, I timed myself and I go, oh my. It was over 20 minutes. So I began cutting and editing, and this whole week I've cut it and edited. I timed myself, whoop, I gotta cut and edit some more. And again, I thought it was God nudging me, okay, go back over how I've impacted your life through Southwoods. Once we began praying fervently for the successfulness of the church, I retired from public teaching at the secondary level after 30 years in 1997. And we decided to move to Overland Park because both of our children lived in the Kansas City area. And we began excited about being able to come to this church that we helped to fund. And we started attending Southwoods, and I'm still here. God still has plans for me, I guess. Southwoods has made a tremendous difference. The first, once we started attending, the church family was so warm and loving and friendly, and we made all sorts of new friends through their encouragement of the different serving areas that we got involved in. wonderful people, and it's a blessing and a joy in serving with them. I've never seen such a church group that worked together in such a loving, harmonious way, serving the Lord. Southwoods church family had another impact on my life. They have helped me through my hard times. God never promises all good days. There are going to be hard times, and Southwood played a part in helping me through those hard times. And probably the hardest came in 1911 when my husband was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer that had spread up and down his spine. And I told him, I said, I will care for you at home. And I will always have a warm place in my heart for the men's Bible study, the Tuesdays and the Saturdays Bible study that my husband belonged to. Those men stepped up immediately and came in and put in grab bars, which helped not only my husband, but it helped me to keep him from falling. I'd already picked him up twice off the floor with God's help because he was almost 200 pounds. And Kirk Hogleiser came in and built two ramps for me to wheel my husband in a transport chair in and out of the house for treatments and for doctor's appointments. And then Kurt also, because Greg and Lori were out on conference when my husband was finally admitted to his final hours in the hospital, he came and stayed with our family and prayed with us until my husband took his last breath. That's the love that you people have for each other. Then another area that affected my life were Greg and other staff members' Sunday messages. They were teaching tools. They taught all of us how to become close to God, become obedient to God, and work on living a Christian life. And boy, I struggled with that. Every day I fall short. But I come the next Sunday and the message gets me back on track again, and so thank you. And a major, major importance to my life, made a difference, were life groups. I really didn't belong to life groups when I was in Oakley, but once we moved here, my husband and I attended at least three different married couple life groups. And probably one of the most important ones that really got us digging into the scripture was Brian and Linda Irwin's life group. And I thank them for hosting us for many years. And that was our last life group together. After my husband passed away, I joined a woman's Bible study group, which I still attend today. And this group has really helped me to grow closer to God. And a fascinating aspect was to go through studies that helped us read Old Testament scripture through the ancient Jewish Middle Eastern viewpoint rather than the Western viewpoint, which we often all use when we read scripture. And I found that so fascinating, and also it helped me to understand much of the Old Testament, which is very important in linking us to the New Testament. But the major thing, it encouraged me to develop a closer relationship to God. And just this last winter, in my evening time with the Lord, I just out loud, and I live by myself, I just out loud, I go, Jesus, you are my best friend. You've strengthened me, you've taught me, you've helped me through tough times, and most of all, you gave your life for me so that I could be redeemed and receive mercy and grace. So I'll close, I'll try to keep within my time, I'll close with this scripture that I think God has touched my heart with. It comes from Colossians 2, 6 through 7. This was a message that Paul, along with Timothy, wrote to the Colossians. Actually, it was on a scroll, not like a paper letter that we use today. But here's what he said to the Colossians, and I think it applies to me today. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live with him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and Greg's helped us with that, and overflowing with thankfulness. And I believe that that's a special message to me, and I will try to live by it, because the whole meaning behind that is live in him. And I intend to do that until I breathe my last breath. And thank you, people. I love you all, and you've been so helpful in my life.
Good morning, Southwoods Christian Church. I want to say first of all, congratulations for your 34 years of being a church. I'm so happy for you guys, and I'm happy to be here and be part of your church. I just want to say my name. My name is Salomon Diaz. I'm coming from Mexico. And my first experience with the church, it was those guys coming down from Hero Makers. And it was awesome to see them coming down and basically spend a week with us. And that's how I knew about the church, when I met Greg and all the guys and share with me testimonies, share with me word of God, and basically challenged me in doing whatever I was doing over there in the orphanage. And so that was through Hero Makers. It's been 12 years that I've been know the church. And so now that I'm here in the States since October, I'm attending to this church because it feels like a home. I came down and Greg told me, I was like, well, what is the plans for a church? And I was like, oh, we're looking for a church. But, you know, he told me that, you know that this is your house, you're welcome. And we feel welcome to come here. Since day one, we came here, all the people, they're on the doors, they feel welcome. They really, really, really feels like a family. And we're happy to be here. We're happy to be part of Southwoods Christian Church. And talking about my spiritual growth and what Southwoods has been impacting my life, it's been me more participating on the small groups. I'm attending on Saturdays of men's group, and it's been awesome experience. I've been learning a lot of things on the Bible, and it made me think about it that it's not only once that I need to eat. It's every single day that I need to eat. So if you're not attended to one of these small groups, I'm challenging you, because you don't eat only once. You need to eat daily. And I'm happy to be participating in one of those groups. And Southwoods really care about your life. He care about your spiritual life. And so take advantage when some of these guys, the leaders, or Greg or Lori, or any people from Southwoods really says, hey, how you doing? Take advantage about that. Because really you need to grow up spiritual, and you need to look in for God. And I just know that it's been an awesome experience to be here with my family, with my daughter, with my wife, and just see that really, really Southwoods has a healthy relationship with God, has a healthy environment, and it's a good place to be, and I'm thankful for that. Thank you so much.
happy anniversary Sunday. It was an anniversary Sunday when I first attended Southwoods. When I came here, I was at a point in my life that I had never envisioned. I just moved to Overland Park to start a new job, and I was going through a divorce. I was alone for the first time in 26 years, and I was lost, to say the least. I was talking with a former coworker who suggested that I try Southwoods. She knew Deb and Dave Burke when they lived in Fort Scott, and she had also went to Israel with the Southwoods group a few months before, and she said that I would love the church. I finally worked up the courage to walk through the doors of Southwoods on a Sunday, and little did I know that it was anniversary Sunday. The first service was running a little late, but Carol greeted me and made some connections with some people here at Southwoods. I started attending a small group at Deb and Dave's and the Thursday evening Bible study. I found myself getting less angry at the situation that I was in, and I was beginning to find the me that had existed before my marriage. I knew that God always had the plan for my life worked out. It was me that didn't follow the plan, and I wasn't about to make that mistake again. Frequently, I would ask God, "What do you want from me? What's in my future?" I sat in those blue chairs one Sunday again, asking, "What do you want from me? Where do you want me to go? What do you want me to do? What is the direction for my life?" I was okay with whatever he decided. I just needed some bullet points, you know, maybe a to-do list or something that could get me on the right track. And as clear as if he was sitting next to me, I heard, "Be patient." Well, God, that's not really my strong suit. I like to have a list. I like to know what I'm supposed to do. I'm a planner. Again, I heard, "Be patient." I was at peace with this. I just needed to do what he told me to do. I can look back now and I can see that that was all the plan. He had moved me to Overland Park to get me out of the environment that I'd been living in. He brought people into my life that I needed to get me to the point of the right direction. If you just listen, he's going to point you where you need to go. When Brian and I started dating, I began attending the church that he attended in North Overland Park. He had been there for over 25 years. The people were great, but I just didn't get anything out of the messages. There was nothing to fuel the desire to learn more, and I felt like a big piece was missing. I suggested to Brian that we come for a visit to Southwoods. I secretly knew if I could get him here a couple of times that he would love it as much as I do, and well, he did, and here we are. Southwoods felt like a family from the first week I walked in as a stranger. They walked beside you during the good times and the not so good times. Every Sunday when Pastor Greg gives his message, I feel like he wrote it just for the situation going on in my life at that moment. The staff here, they're amazing too. You can tell that they love this church and everyone in it. I can't imagine my life without Southwoods.
I told her I think she misunderstood. God was saying she was going to find someone who would try her patience. Anyway, as Nancy said, we went to church where I'd been going for many years. I was reluctant to leave because I'd been there, like she said, 25 years. And so I didn't want to change. Nancy did miss Southwoods and wanted to come back. So one Sunday we came to church at Southwoods. I didn't know anyone. Someone preached and I assumed it was the pastor. When we left, I said, "No wonder you like this church. That was a great message." She said that wasn't the pastor. That was Bob Priest. So we came back again and Pastor Greg preached and I was convinced this was our church home. I have grown in the Lord since being here. I feel like I know more about the Bible, Jesus, and how he wants me to live. The Sunday morning men's Bible study makes me think about the Bible through different perspectives in the group rather than just my own. The small group we are in has good discussions about the Bible and we walk through life together. So if you're not in a small group, I say you should join one. I think you'll really enjoy it and learn a lot. For me, maybe because I heard Bob speak the first Sunday, I was here. I still enjoy hearing Bob speak. Every Sunday, Greg has a great message and teaches me something new and makes me want to learn more. I enjoy Lori's teaching. She has a way of breaking it down and making it simple for me, because I'm simple-minded. Cody does a good job. A few weeks ago when he spoke, I think was probably his best one that I can remember anyway. Southwoods, Kristen has a way with the small children in Southwoods. She's building, giving them a good foundation for their life to grow in and for their future. Southwoods is truly blessed, is truly blessed by God to have many people who are, can teach, speak, preach, or lead. Each Sunday, I am blessed regardless of who speaks, and I am challenged to do better and learn more.
Since coming to Southwoods, our knowledge about the Bible has increased. The Bible reading plans, the teachings, and being in groups with others helps fuel the fire to learn more. Our Bible study together as a couple has become more in-depth. Some of the best times we have is just sitting around the kitchen table discussing the Bible. We lead a small group. Well, actually, I like to say we host it because that's less pressure. We've walked where Jesus, the apostles, and disciples have walked in Israel and Greece, and we have learned not to be afraid to ask questions. Sometimes it's interesting to hear how others understand what a verse is saying. We praise God every day for Southwoods, for each of you, and for our wonderful pastors. We are beyond blessed.
You know, I was thinking as you guys were sharing, one of the differences that God's made in our lives, my life and Lori's lives over the years, is that if it wasn't for Southwoods, we wouldn't know any of you. And we're just so grateful and forever grateful for that. So the blessing that you are to us. But you know, the thing that we just highlight on a regular basis around here is that none of us would have any reason whatsoever to gather if it weren't for the sacrifice that Jesus made 2,000 years ago. And in the next few moments, we're going to just pause and we're going to reflect on that, because there is no difference in any of our lives apart from Him. It just isn't. Because I have nothing to give you, you have nothing to give me apart from Him working in us, each of us. And so it's just appropriate that we pause and we honor Him for everything He's done here at this church, everything He's done in our lives, and the sacrifice that was required to make that possible. So I'm going to ask you, if you would, to bow your heads with me. We're going to take some little pieces of bread, drink some juice, and if you came in this morning, forgot to grab it, we do have some on the information tables back in the back. Feel free to get up and go back and grab some of the communion elements there. But we're going to pray, and hope you'll spend a few moments thanking Jesus and just opening your heart to Him, because He wants to bless your life as well. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You that You have loved us so much that You sent Your one and only Son, Jesus, into the world, not to condemn it, but to save it, to give everlasting life to every one of us who would believe in Him. We praise You for that. And as we take these elements, as we eat the bread, which is a symbol of His body, and as we drink the juice, which is a reminder of His shed blood, we want to say thank You. We're forever grateful for who You are, what You've done, all that You continue to do in our lives, and the privilege we have of knowing You now and knowing that we have everlasting life with You, Father, through Jesus. Just praise You for that. Now, as we take these emblems and remember the price that was paid so that we could be forgiven, we just say thank You. We say thank You. We're forever grateful. Would You meet with us now, Lord, as we take these emblems and remember? It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
as you finish communion, take your time, but we encourage you to stand. We're just going to continue to worship him as he's worthy of all of our praise.
I'm
you're saving lives. Sing this again. I've witnessed your faithfulness. I've seen you breathe life within. So I pour out my praise again. You're worthy, God, you're worthy of all of it. Sing it out. Your promises never fail. I've got stories I live to tell. So I pour out my praise again. You're worthy, God, you're worthy of all of it. Amen. You may go ahead and have a seat. Love that line. He's breathing life within. As we're going to take a time this Sunday, and we did it just last Sunday, and it's not a better thing, more fitting than to see the new life that is recognized in baptism. So we're going to take some time to celebrate that right now, the new life that he offers in that.
Want to introduce you to a family, Brent and Cherish and Jocelyn. Scott's their last name. They are wonderful young family. They've been a part of our preschool and now been a part of the church for a while. And Kristen has shared with them and kind of got all started when she was talking with Jocelyn about giving her life to Christ, and it's just grown in the family as they've talked, and it's kind of neat to get to share in their baptism today. And as I think about Southwood's, 34th anniversary, I just think this has been something that's been very important and very much a part of Southwood's life for all of these years, and so it's a privilege to get to share in their baptism today. So I'm going to take their confession of faith. Believers have been sharing for 2,000 years the confession of their faith, which is the confession the Apostle Peter made a couple thousand years ago when Jesus asked them, "Who do you say that I am?" And various ones of them said, "Well, you're Elijah, or John the Baptist, or Jeremiah, one of the prophets." Various ones were mentioned, and then Jesus looked at them specifically and said, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter was first who just said, I believe you're the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And so believers have been making this confession ever since, and some of them at great personal risk in parts of our world. So it's a privilege to get to take your confession of faith, you guys. And just want to ask you if you'd just repeat, I know it's the belief of your heart, but just repeat that confession with me if you would. And just so knowing that most of us here have made that confession as well, all right? Just, I believe that Jesus is the Christ.
That Jesus is the Christ.
The resurrected Son of the living God.
The resurrected Son of the living God.
My Lord and my Savior.
My Lord and my Savior.
All right. Well, let's pray together, and then we're going to share in their baptism, all right? Father, thank you so much for the Scott family. And just ask your blessing, your Spirit's working in their lives. Thank you for your word, which calls us to demonstrate our faith. It's not just something in our heads and hearts, but it's something that is lived out with life. It's kind of like that song. I just think about Monday morning faith. It's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's an everyday kind of expression. And just thank you for this family, which understands that and is wanting to try to demonstrate that even today, identifying themselves with your death, Lord Jesus, by being lowered in the water, and identifying themselves with your resurrection by coming up out of the water, as Scripture teaches. And just ask that you would meet them in this moment, as Scripture teaches, fill them with your Holy Spirit, and bless their lives and guide their steps. And just so grateful for that. Just pray your blessing on this time now in the name of Jesus. And everybody agreed with me and said, amen, amen. Cherish's mom, Dee Dee, is going to baptize her in just a moment. I'm going to baptize Brent. Brent's going to baptize Jocelyn. And then Dee Dee is going to baptize Cherish, okay? So that's what we're going to do. Thank you.
Do you want to hold your nose? Okay, go for it. Up there. And right here. And I said I wouldn't cry, so potato salad, needed pickles, onions, buried and resurrected.
Love you.
In Christ.
Well, we're just gonna take a moment to close. You can stand. We're gonna just pray this blessing over you. It's a fitting song, especially on Anniversary Sunday, speaking of how the Lord has blessed us so, so much and blessed us with this church and really blessed us with his son. So we're gonna pray this blessing over you. We're gonna sing it, and then, we're gonna pray and be dismissed.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
pray this blessing over you one more time. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he give you peace. If you didn't know it already, church, he is for you, and Jesus is the example of that. Lord, we thank you and we bless your name. Help us, Lord, to be blessings as you've blessed us, to make you famous. Lord, you, help us to bless you. And thank you for your amazing, undeserving, grace-filled blessings on us, God. We praise you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great Sunday.